what's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Grandma Goose Podcast. Dust your feet off. When I say that, that means share this shit, like this shit, comment on it, subscribe to whatever I'm doing. Because I'm just trying to help my people get their bag up, help my people learn how to really, really make money, like, the right way. How to help my people get out of the mindset of thinking that they can't do nothing. How to help my people get out of the mindset of thinking that we are less than other people. Although we aren't afforded the opportunities of most, we are in a position to actually make things happen for ourselves. If we took on the mentality of thinking that we could do things for ourselves and not actually waiting for somebody else to come save the day. This is the Grandma Goose Podcast. We on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Music, Google, everything, all of them things, and I'm appreciating of that. If y'all tuning in today, we kind of continuing episode 2, but this is episode 3 of the Grandma Goose Podcast, and we here still to talk about some more money things, because, like, I'm just the person I want to see everybody in my circle, everybody that I love and care about, grow their bag for real, like. So today, like last week, I got into a little bit, but today I'm really, really going to tell y'all specific ways to make money that you can actually probably over time, if you do the right things and have the right discipline and you really an entrepreneur, you can actually make probably $1 million. And I'm not capping. I'm on the way to trying to figure out ways to do it myself, and I've been implementing some of those ways, and I'm here to tell you that if the percentages was multiplied by the amounts of money that I could put into it, I would see the returns and the money that I'm trying to see over the time that I'm trying to see it. And I'm just trying to make people not have to go to work every day. I'm trying to make you wake up and look at your different investments that you made or your different businesses, and they covering your expenses. So that's what this channel was all about. Amongst other things, of course, we talk about real life. We're going to talk about a whole lot of stuff moving on. But the gist of this channel is really to grow everybody back. So some way, somehow, it's going to tie back into the money, because that's what Grandma Goose and this channel is all about. Grandma stand for get rich and move on. As I told y'all before, this is the Grandma Goose Podcast. Stay tuned for the ways to actually grow the bag, the ways to make some millions if you actually going to dedicate yourself. Now, I had a list and I had a number of ways. But y'all know I'm a freestyler, y'all know I used to do music, so I'm not really a person that can give you a specific number, like, oh, this is how many ways you can make the money. But I'm going to give y'all some ways, so if y'all in tune, just stay tuned and listen up, right? Boom. One of the first ways, and probably the easiest way to get to $1 million, is stock market investing. Now, I have a disclaimer. Any investment is risky. Any investment you make, you could lose 100% of your investment. I'm not one of those people to tell people, hey, go invest $20,000 in the stock market. I'm not that person. But I will tell you that you should start putting $5 a day into the stock market, probably into index funds or mutual funds instead of specific stocks, since index funds and mutual funds cover a total, probably the whole entire stock market. You can get mutual funds that, or ETFs, which are exchange traded funds. All of these things y'all gotta do y'all research on, or I can make individual episodes on them. Y'all tell me in the comments. But like I said, index funds, mutual funds, or ETFs, which are exchange traded funds, which is what I invest most of my money into. That's the way I play in the stock market, because I'm not a person that wanna sit and pick individual stocks. I'm not one of those people that have the time to invest my energy and time into learning businesses and doing all of those things to know which ones are going to be profitable in the future. If you invest over a diversified portfolio and you spread that money out over multiple sectors, then you won't have to worry about your risk as much, because it'll be spread out so in ways that one way, if one thing is not doing as good as the other stock, or if one thing happened to fall, one thing will be covering the other thing. And like, I could get into that specifically. Like I said, each of those terms, each one of these ways I'm going to tell you actually deserves individual episode. So I'm kind of glad that I'm doing this, because I'm getting my content as I'm going along. I'm trying to figure out what to do, but every one of these things I say actually deserves an individual breakdown, 10 minutes or more or so, and I don't want to drag it out in this episode. So the next thing that you, like I said, stock market investing is the easiest way to get to the bag, but you got to know what you're doing. The easiest and most risk, less risk assessed way is to do it is index funds, ETFs, which are exchange traded funds or mutual funds. Do your research and look into those. And by the way, another disclaimer with stock market investing, there is no substitute for time, y'all. So if you're going to get into the markets, play the time game. Don't play the emotion game. You'll watch the stocks one day and it'll drop 10% and you'll think you'll need to jump out when it's actually an opportunity to get in and get more. So learn the game first. Like I said in the last episode, that it's a game. All of this money shit is a game. Once you learn the games, you'll learn and play them a little bit, you know how to play them better. The next guaranteed way, if you do it the right way, to get to $1 million is real estate investing, yo. Like, physical properties. Or REITs, which is a real estate investment trust, more stock market thing, more investments in markets. When you don't have to actually own the physical property, you can actually own a portfolio which covers multiple real estate properties, and you'll have a percentage of each of those by investing in a specific REIT. Or you could be a person that go out and actually physically cop a property. And if you know the game about mortgage and everything like that, you can move people into there where they can actually be paying off your mortgage over the time that you need them to pay it off. By the time you're ready to move into the house and live in the house, the people that you have rented the house out to can actually have paid it off in that time. And that's a whole nother episode. Like I said, all of these things deserve an episode in itself. I'm not sure if I'm going to actually do that. Maybe I'll break a couple of them down in each couple of episodes, but we'll get into that in the future. But real estate investment, look into it. Do your research. Guaranteed way to make millions of dollars if you do it the right way and if you have enough money to make the right investments. The number three way is to start a business. I know I always keep talking about starting a business, and I'm going to break that down a little bit right now. Specifically, you need two things to start a business. You need an LLC, and in some instances, you need business licenses to sell certain things. Now, people don't tell you that. People just say, oh, start a business. Oh, get an LLC, you'll be able to. No, you have to look into the laws. Depend on what things you're trying to actually do as a business. You have to look into specific things that you need for your business, for your specific business. I know. Specific is probably my favorite word. I'm going to find another word for that. But it's true. You have to look for things for your business. But the main two things that you need is an LLC. You need licenses to sell the things that you want to sell. Look into it. Make sure that your I's is dotted and your T's is crossed. Make sure you have the things you need to be able to sell what you want to sell. The worst thing that can happen is you open a business and you're being sued for copyright because you didn't copyright the name of your business, or you're selling products that somebody else selling and they saying you're trying to emulate that. There's so many different ways in a court that they could take you and try to take your business. So learn the nuances, but the main two things you need is, obviously you need money to start it, but you don't. Actually, you need ambition, but you need an LLC and you need the right licenses. So remember that, y'all. To me, and this is my personal opinion, but I'm going to throw this in at number four and y'all can debate me if y'all want. I feel like another way that you can actually guarantee to become a millionaire is to become the best at what it is that you're doing. Now, I can't speak to anybody specifically. I talk to myself, and this is how I gain my motivation. The things that I'm doing specifically for me, I feel like if I'm the best at what I'm doing, if I am the absolute best, or at least in my mind, and I apply that energy to be the absolute best at what I'm doing, then I'm going to make millions because I'm going to be the best at it. My services is going to be required, so people will pay for them. My time will be valuable, so people will pay for it. Whatever I provide to the people will be valuable, so they will pay for it. And this is my idea of how things can work out. So the number four thing to me is to be absolute best at what you're doing. Be the best at whatever it is that you're trying to do. Don't let nobody be better than you at what you're trying to do. And if they are, you figure out how they are. Pay them and ask them. Or if not, figure out how they are and learn and do the same exact things even better. Like, no cap. Be the best at what you do. This is the Grandma Goose Podcast, man. We on all streaming platforms. I thank y'all for tuning in again. We at number 5 right now. Again, I told y'all there's no specific number. We just going through it. I made a little notes and quotes for y'all. I told y'all I got notes and quotes, right? So, boom, number 5. And this is all my opinion. Y'all can disagree with me. Y'all can write comments on my social media platforms, Instagram and YouTube at Grandma Goose and Facebook at True Goose. Y'all can write them there. But the number 5 thing you have to learn how to do if you want to be a millionaire, you have to learn how to sell. You have to learn how to sell something. If I had to choose between the college degree, right, and learning how to be a salesman, I choose selling. It's not even a debate. If I go get a college degree, that just gives me qualifications or a piece of paper, as I look at it, to say that I could work for somebody else. If I learn how to sell something and I become the best salesman that I ever lived in this world, like I said, my last step, become the best at whatever you're doing. If I become the best salesman, then I'll be able to make the money that I'm trying to acquire, because I'll be able to sell you whatever it is that I want to sell you. So to me, number 5 thing is learning how to sell, becoming the best at selling things. The difference between a degree and selling and becoming a salesman is I'm not trying to knock nobody, but I'm just saying. And I choose selling, I choose revenues, I choose cash flows, I choose reading books and watching videos to learn how to do those things over going to college and becoming a person that's $20,000 or $30,000 or more in debt and owe to the government money that I can't pay back. That when you even get the position that you went to school for, you're going to be working more years and you can save the money for retirement to pay it back. Talk to me. We talking heavy on here. And I'm sorry if I'm going too fast. Forgive me. This is just how my thoughts be flowing, and I got to get them out, y'all. Number 6 thing you can do to get this bag. I'm not going to say this is going to make you millions, but it's definitely going to help you get the bag. You got to be able to master technology. Because technology, this is what they don't tell y'all. I'm about to give y'all a tip right now. You know what technology does? You know how it took businesses years and years and years to scale? Ayo, technology allows you to scale from your phone. Listen to me, y'all. We talking heavy. I love talking heavy to my people, because this is a heavy statement right here. And this is light, but it's heavy. Listen to me, y'all. Technology gives you the ability to scale from your phone. You could literally start a business right now and scale it from your phone. You do never have to leave your house. The only thing you might have to leave your house for is to make your orders out to people, to ship them out to the people that's buying your products, if that's the lane you went to, or whatever it is that you're selling. You might not even have to leave the house. If you're selling them courses, or you're selling them whatever it is that, man, listen, I'm trying to get y'all that game. Master technology. The technology is in your hands for you to be able to scale your business on your own without the help of anybody, without any investors, without anything. Literally just your ambition and your pride and your money that you put into yourself. Learn how to master technology. Master it. Once you master it, you are ahead of the game. I'm telling y'all that. That's one of the keys to making bag. The next one is number 7, I think we at. I don't know the number we at. We don't care about that. We talking heavy. The next one is have multiple revenue streams, right? And different ways of have stock market investing, of course, obviously real estate businesses. You know what I'm saying? I got into all of those. But basically, multiple revenue streams. Have more than one. You understand what I'm saying? Now imagine this, right? My expenses a month, my expenses, and I don't want to get into the numbers too heavy, but let's just say if all I did was pay rent and bills that I need to just live every day, I'd pay $1,300 a month, right? That's not a lot of money to me. That's a decent amount of money, but that's not a lot of money to me, right? So boom, right? If I had multiple revenue streams, if I had 5 revenue streams, or let's say even if all 5 revenue streams only brought me in $400 a month, if my expenses is $1,300 a month, my 5 revenue streams brought me in $400 each, I made $2,000 for that month. I have $700 extra over after I take care of all of my expenses. I'm not saying that those are my numbers. I'm just saying, like, so you got to think like that. If you have multiple revenue streams, all right, boom. I got one way even better for y'all. I got one way better for y'all. How about this equation right here? Because everybody deal with the equation is, if I make $15 an hour, if I make $10 an hour, I work 40 hours a week, I make $400. If I make $15 an hour and I work 40 hours a week, I make $600. You know what I'm saying? That's before taxes, right? You want to hear the grandma equation? Get y'all a jewel right now. This is going to change your life. This is the grandma equation right here. Boom. See how y'all think hours in dollars? I think units in dollars, right? So, boom. While you thinking if I work 40 hours for $15 an hour, I make $600. I'm thinking that if I sell 100 units at $15 a piece, I make $1,500. You see what I'm saying? That takes no time. I watched the website where I forget the name of this chick, but they sold 1 million units in 90 minutes because of their marketing and everything else that they did. I don't need 1 million units. My lifestyle, literally, like I just told you, not my specific numbers, my lifestyle, $1,500 a month. What the hell I need fucking 30,000, 50,000 for a month? That'd be great. But shit, if I was able to clear 3 bins, which I am sometimes, no cap, but if I was able to do that consistently, come on, man, I could live great. And I'm only like, and of course, I'm going to make, obviously, the extra money I'm going to use towards my investments. For, all right, boom, whatever, boom. Like I said, multiple revenue streams, y'all. Listen to your boy. Multiple revenue streams. And the grandma equation is, it's not hours and times dollars equals my income. No, it's units sold or streams sold or whatever sold times the units sold times the amount that I sell it for equals my revenue. And that's the equation that I'm trying to get my people to understand. So remember that. Multiple revenue streams, y'all. I'm not going to spend too much time on number 8 because I know a lot of my people won't do it. But if you look up into it and if your money really right, this is a business in a box. This is what I call a business in a box. It's franchising. That's a business in a box. You can literally buy a McDonald's. You know why Rick Ross is up? He bought a whole bunch of Wingstops and nobody knew about them. And now they're everywhere. Everybody love Wingstop. But Rick Ross owned about, 200-300 of them shits. Because he did the right thing. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. He bought franchises with his money. Everybody go to Wingstop. That's just one of them. You got Jay-Z who invested in the Uber when nobody knew about Uber. Now Uber's a publicly traded company on the stock market. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell y'all, franchising is really legit. It's literally a business in a box. If your bread get right, you could open a McDonald's. You could open a Wendy's. You could open a Chipotle. You could open any one of these shits. They got every one of these websites y'all go to and order food. You can scroll to the bottom of that shit, and they got a tab that say franchise and or career, and look into them things, man. I'm telling y'all, I don't want to be a franchise, and I'm not trying to own a McDonald's. But if my bag get right enough and I'm in the right situations, yeah, I would buy one of them shits and put it in the hood, cause I know people eat McDonald's. Franchising, I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on it, but look into franchising. And the last jewel I could give y'all is to hang around people with the bag, man. And that's not to say, like, you trying to be around people with money. Like, oh, they got money. No, you trying to learn how the fuck they got it. I'm not talking about the people that got it illegitimately or people who got it in the streets. I'm talking about people who got it legitimately, that grew their bag from nothing, that figured out ways to create businesses and revenue, bro. Stay around them. Stay around them. Like I said, man, so it, I'm not going to get into that one too much. Those are ways that y'all can actually grow the back. Listen, if rewind this podcast and run this back. This shit was fire. There's no cap in this. This is all jewels. And these are all things that I lead by example. I say that people that talk about things and don't do them are part of the problem. So I'm not one of those people. I want to say that to my people. This is the Grandma Goose motherfucking podcast. I'm saying that to y'all. I'm not one of those people. I'm applying everything that I'm saying to y'all. At the end of 2021, the podcast that I make visually to show y'all the results of everything that I've done for a year, y'all will understand why I'm telling y'all to apply knowledge, man. I just gave y'all about 6, 7, 8 different ways that if you actually applied it, you could really, really, over time, I'm not talking about 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, I'm talking about if you got kids like me, I'm thinking 20 years down the line when they grown men and they trying to figure it out and daddy got a couple M's, like, oh, what's talking about? This is what I did, son. And I made X, Y, Z happen for us to have a bag now. You see what I'm saying? All of these are ways that y'all can actually grow the bag. Run this podcast back a few times. You ain't going to get it on the first time, I'm telling you. It's going to sound like I'm talking fast, like I'm saying a lot. Please, run it back. Run it back 1, 2, 3 times. Listen to it. Anytime you need to figure out how to get the bag again, anytime you're trying to be motivated again, run it back. It's the Grand Mole Goose Podcast. We out here trying to show people how to get the money first, legitimately, how to change their mindset to think that they can't do it, to think that they can do it, and to think about these kids and everything else that we got coming up. Because we already know, I can't speak for y'all, but I know that everything that I'm personally doing is to make sure that when they come up and they get to my age, if they able to make a podcast and tell y'all the things that they father did by the time that they 30 years old, man, it's going to be amazing. Unless the Lord take me out first, man. So, salute to Allah. Salute to all of my people that listen. I appreciate y'all tuning in. This is the Grand Mole Goose Podcast, Episode 3. Out on all streaming platforms. Google, Spotify, Anchor. It's a whole bunch of them. If you click the link, it'll tell you each one of them things. You could go listen to it on, man. I appreciate the views on Anchor and Spotify more than anything else. But I appreciate y'all listening more than anything else. I really don't care where y'all go get the knowledge at. You know what I'm saying? I love my people. This is the Grand Mole Goose Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm going to holla at y'all very soon. Episode 4 is coming soon. We're trying to get it in the works of what we're going to talk about. And I'm still learning the nuances of how to do that. And I appreciate y'all working with me and bearing with me while I sound like shit, while the audio ain't great. But the messages, they still there and they come from the heart. And I'm applying everything that I'm telling y'all. So peace and love to the people. 100. It's the Grand Mole Goose Podcast.